A very good morning to Ross Clifford.
Good morning, Rodney.
Good to have you back. We missed you last week, but you're back this week, and we're talking about something that's a little bit strange today. Do we see dead people?
Yeah, look, do we see dead people? And what happens to our loved ones when they die? I mean, do they hang around us? Are they an ongoing presence? Do they look after us? Are they sort of there in the background watching and caring for us? Is there a time that they stopped doing that? And Rodney, you know there's heaps of movies on those sort of themes. I mean, you know, are they kind of that ghost apparition that some people see that, you know, sort of hang around us? And it's interesting because it's an issue not just in the kind of European Western culture, it's also an issue in the Asian culture. And I've just been in Asia and it's a big issue there. And many of our Asian brothers and sisters who now live in Australia also pick up that issue.
We can tend to deny the idea of the spiritual realm around about us. We tend to do that, I guess, more and more here in a country like Australia. And yet, places like Asia, there's still that very strong connection with that kind of spirituality. But when it all boils down, what can we say about it? Is it real?
Well, look, it's interesting that the Bible in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 does talk about the fact that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And there are many people, including the theologian after whom my Bible college is named, G.H. Morling, who believe that great cloud of witnesses referred to departed loved ones who are kind of watching over us. Now, what capacity they're doing that is another matter. From my own experience, Rodney, I must say that I went to the hospital to identify my father's body some years ago when he passed away in an accident. And when I saw his body, you know, which is a very moving experience, I had this great affirmation of faith that he was not there. I was just looking at a body, that he had gone to be with the Lord. But I also had this great sense of his presence. And I've known, speaking to many other people, that they've had the same sense, that immediately or shortly after the death of a loved one, they had this real sense of this loved one's presence for some period, just being by them and around them, and a sense of great comfort that brought to them. Now, I'm not getting wacky here, mate, and I think we've got to be cautious, but you might be aware that J.B. Phillips, who's the great Bible translator, magnificent Bible translator and a leader in the Christian church, he himself reported that shortly after his death, a few days after his death, C.S. Lewis appeared to J.B. Phillips, J.B. Phillips writes, while he was watching television. He sat in a chair just a few feet from me, he said, and spoke a few words that were particularly relevant to the difficult circumstances I was passing through. And he said C.S. Lewis came back to him on one other occasion, and that was it. So people do have some extraordinary stories about this, about a sense of presence after a loved one has left. In the case of J.B. Phillips, C.S. Lewis appearing to him, Hebrews talking about a great cloud of witnesses. And the Asian sense is even more dramatic.
It's an interesting concept because we've got to decide, is this for real? What does Scripture teach about it? Or if it's not for real, are these apparitions? Are these just senses that we go through during a time of grief?
Look, many people think they're apparitions and they could help explain perhaps the ghost phenomena, which the movies, sort of dine out on. I think we've got to be very sensible, as you say, Roddy, and look at the Word of God. And I think the Word of God doesn't really give us much help here, doesn't say a great deal. It's not addressing the issue. I think the cloud of witnesses is interesting, whether our loved ones do continue to watch over us, whether it be in heaven or elsewhere. I think the Word of God makes it very clear that those who love Jesus are present with the Lord. And I think that's all we can say for certain. But I don't think there's anything inconsistent with the sense that, our life continues. Death is not the end. It's just a new beginning, particularly if we love Jesus. It's just a new beginning. And there's no reason in that new beginning that there would not be, through the grace of God at times, a sense of affirmation and confirmation given to us that our departed loved one is with Jesus, is with the Lord, and maybe that's a sense of presence. Roddy, that's very different, though, from saying, well, I'm going to talk to my departed aunt or my departed mother and using a medium or channeler. That's a very different situation. I don't think the Bible tells us to do that. In fact, I think the Bible tells us not to do that, not to use mediums to associate ourselves with the dead and departed. We're not to do that. We seek our advice from God and the Bible. But I think for many of us, when our departed loved ones have left us, we have, for just that small season, had a real sense that, you know, that's not the end, it's the beginning. A real sense that, you know, they are with us in that departure. And for many of us, that's been a real affirmation of faith. And I don't think that is in itself inconsistent with Scripture.
An affirmation and often a comfort.
And often a comfort. And, I mean, what I do with the J.B. Phillips situation, with C.S. Lewis appearing before him, I mean, yeah, perhaps rightly sceptical, but we all need to remember that as Westerners, we tend to do what we call the excluded middle, mate. We tend to take the spiritual in that realm out of our experiences. And in Asia and elsewhere, they don't do that. They have a strong sense that people are in the presence of God, but they have a much greater openness to the spiritual realm around about us. And we need to be in tune with that, but do it sensibly and biblically. And if God has touched your life with just that sense that the one who's departed or gone has just been with you for that moment or whatever, then, you know, I don't think there's any reason to dismiss that from God. Very different, though, to try to make contact and communication or having an improper continual focus on the one who's left.
Ross, thank you so much for your company today. I look forward to chatting to you this time next week.
God bless you, my friend.